complaints and the concerns that we've had from our customers and the public has had to do with the fact that our prices haven't come down as fast as they have in the lower 48. And there are basically two, you know, legitimate explanations for that. You know, number one, the fuel that we have in inventory today is fuel that we bought at a much higher price behind us, back when. The fact that it's lower in the Northwest today or in Seattle today really has no bearing on our prices that we sell for or sell to our dealers and so forth, because it's basically the cost of the fuel that we have in inventory. So the long and the short of it is there's a significant time lag. And a person in, say, the Northwest or the Seattle area who's supplying a station or something, I mean, he can quickly go to a bulk facility and he can, if the street price today, say, is $3, he can zoom right over and unload his fuel and sell it and have his markup. For us, we're you know, buying multi-millions of gallons of fuel at a crack and hauling it to our locations and holding it in inventory. So when, you know, so when the markets in Seattle are falling, it really doesn't affect our markets until, I mean, our sale price until we unload the fuel that we have. That creates that time lag that you're seeing. And we're just now, unfortunately, we're just now getting to the point to where it's possible for us to bring in some of this less expensive fuel, you know, bring it in to our inventory and pass the savings on down to our customer. Our pricing model hasn't changed a bit. The pricing model is the same. As a matter of fact, when the fuel prices were going up very fast, if anyone went and did the homework on it, they'd find out that our prices weren't going up fast because we weren't following the market in Seattle. Our prices that we were, you know, selling to the customer was based on our inventory. There's a lag time in it.
When Petro sells fuel to, like, a local station, a gas station, do you set the price, or does the local gas station set the price?
The gas station does.
You've got all this fuel that you bought at a higher price, and
yes.
That, how does it look in terms of use of this? Have you seen a drop in people purchasing fuel because, at least that you would attribute to, how not just your high cost, but just in general that fuel has cost so much, or is it just more of a seasonal thing that you've seen it drop off, or have you seen it drop off?
Both. I mean, there's a seasonal drop off, and that's kind of exacerbated our challenge of getting some of the less expensive fuel out of the Northwest into our Southeast markets. That's part of our problem, right? Part of our resupply problem or challenge. It's the reality is we got to sell the stuff that we have so that we can go and get the less expensive stuff and bring it in. And of course, during the summer months, that cycle happens a lot faster, and our, you know, it's a lot busier. You're turning your inventory a lot faster. So you end up getting aligned with the prices in the Northwest much quicker. In the summertime, it's a much slower realignment.
In the wintertime.
In the wintertime.
Yeah.
And you just simply have less economic activity.
I see.
And like I say, that exacerbates the problem, particularly if you had to load up on fuel. And, you know, in the winter months, you can't, you know, people would say, well, why don't you just buy less fuel so you don't get trapped like that? Well, resupplying in the wintertime can really become a dicey proposition. I mean, it's one thing to have to deal with your customers in Petersburg because of the high prices. It's a total another thing if you misplayed your inventory and didn't have fuel and ran the community out of fuel. You know, the challenge is not a real simple challenge. I mean, it's, you know, it can be very, very, very difficult.
Can you hazard a prediction at this point of when your supplies, I know you mentioned that you are starting to try and take advantage of some of the lower price gas now, but for instance, in Petersburg or other places, is there a point when you expect, like even a date or a month or whatever, when you think you'll be able to, people will really notice a difference, more of a difference? When you'd be able to buy more of that cheap fuel and run down your current supply?
Well, it's happening right now. I mean, this week you're going to see reductions, and this isn't just because you gave me a phone call either. It's just the reality of the fact that the fuel that we purchased at much more attractive prices than we have in inventory is just now getting to our locations.
Okay.
So, yes, from here on out, I think you're going to see a steady retreat in prices.
Okay.
On the street. There's no question about that.